Show.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports program on 2SER that has been known to help with insomnia. Joel Kasem is my name and I'm very excited to announce that after a few weeks apart, I'm about to be reunited with two of my favorite people in the world. Although that will happen after we once we wrap up this show. In the meantime, let me introduce these two people next to me. First up is a woman who just got back from a trip to the Northern Territory and didn't end up in the belly of a large semi-aquatic reptile. It's Gabby Morrow.
Or am I actually in the belly
of the beast?
Of a beast. Like, this could be me trapped inside the belly of a...
Sort of like in that film Anaconda.
Oh.
When the anaconda eats someone.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the characters.
Yeah, I can remember.
And then you can like see their outline.
Shape.
So that's you. You've just taken the form of a crocodile.
Yeah. Crocodiles are so cool. They're really quite amazing.
Did you see any?
Nah.
Oh.
But
no freshies?
They're salties.
There's freshies and salties.
I think there's both.
Depends where you are, but in Darwin it's salties.
Oh, they're the bad ones.
Yeah, that's why nobody swims, and because of the stingers. But you're right there. It was 42 degrees, and nobody's swimming. It's so painful. It's my worst nightmare. I reckon
the stingers are more painful.
Yep,
100%. And the crocodiles biting your nuts off.
They're not just going for your nuts.
That's what they go for. There's a special ones that they just
they
go
need
for
a
nuts.
Microscope. Then,
Quick. Let me introduce you, son. Second up is a man who last week said on the show that if someone called up and became a lifetime member while we are on the air, he would get their name tattooed on him. And he's here today with a lovely Knockers Von Penis face, bit of ink on his arm. It's Mick Rad.
We've fully turned into that sports show.
You know,
we're becoming a
that
real sports show.
I made the same. Oh, sorry, I'm talking like an Oka sports show.
Hey, come on in, Meat Boys.
What?
The what? Meat Boys.
Meat Boys.
Meat Pies. I said, come on down, Meat Boys. I don't know why.
I thought you said Meat Boys.
Yeah, we are the Meat Boys. 100%. Meat Boysos.
Cross the park with the Meat Boys.
Meat Boys.
Boys. I made the same offer on my Wednesday drive show and no one took me up.
No
either.
One.
I'm sort of thankful a little
would
bit.
Would have been cool, though, to get.
Yeah. It would have. Someone said they were going to do a GoFundMe just so they could raise $600 so that I would have to do it. But they didn't do it in time.
Ah.
I said, you got to do it before 6 o'clock, I
well
said.
Well done.
And they didn't.
I said.
Okay, anyway.
It's good to be back.
It is. It's good to have together. All three of us back together for 1 week and then Mick, you're off.
And then I bugger off for 2 more weeks. You know.
That's all right. It's fun without
you. This is a second chapter. What?
What?
Yeah, when I said I wasn't here for a few weeks, he goes, yay!
And then when Joel's not here, I'm like, yay!
It's just going to become the Gabby show.
Yeah.
Eventually. Which is fine.
Yeah.
I'd still listen.
Meat boy!
We need a sting for next time. Just hit that button.
All right, that's going to be a new sting. The Meat Boy.
It sort of feels like the second season of Across the Park.
It does. It feels like a new dawning.
Yeah, we had the
dawn of a new era.
We had
that's
the
it.
Again. I love that the sayings on this show never come out as they're meant to.
There's always a question mark at the end.
Terminator 3, a new dawning.
A new dawning. Well, when do we find out if we are winners?
So tomorrow night, Saturday night, is the big awards night. Yeah, this is it.
Oh my god!
It's finally arrived.
My heart just fluttered.
Are you okay?
I'm excited.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, we find out if we have won or
for people who haven't been keeping track.
Tell them what we've won.
We are finalists in the CBAA category of. Sorry, who's the person who's the name of the person's award that it's for. Do you remember?
Troy
Garner? Apparently he used to work at CBAA and he's a really big sports fan.
Yeah.
This
oh,
is like
that's cool.
Named after him.
Oh, wow.
We should know that.
But, we should know that. Horrible.
We are finalists in the sports category of the CBAA Awards.
Yeah, so tomorrow night is Pirate the big night down Irish. In Melbourne. Yarr.
Are you sure? Sorry. I'm that's so okay. sorry.
Go for it, meat boy. Tomorrow night we find out, although I don't think we will because we're not going. So it's down in Melbourne.
And two other Melbourne shows are nominated.
What? Yeah.
Oh, that's not fair.
It's not fair on us, is it?
I can't believe the CBAA is rigged.
Please don't say that. Say that if we don't win. Say that next week.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
I just think that how will we... We got to get someone live tweeting on the ground. We got to know. Our fans need to know. They're going to be desperate, stinging to know if we've won the Community Broadcasting Association Awards for Best Community Sports
Show. It's
Troy
Garner Excellence in Sports Programming.
I was right.
Yes. Sports Programming.
Yeah, and we're the finalists. That's huge.
We're first out of three as well when they list them. We're the top one. Oh, it's alphabetical.
I was going to say, the A helps. Lucky we didn't run with Meat Boys for this show. We would have been like third. So hopefully they do just give it out in alphabetical order and we've won. Mm-hmm. If not, it's okay. We're okay with that, I think. You're okay?
Yeah, I'll be sure.
Just to be nominated.
I mean, we all know who really should be the winner.
Do we?
Yeah. I mean, we've heard them.
Oh.
I'm throwing shade because they're in Melbourne and they're not going to be listening to us. So we know that we're better.
No doubt. But yeah. So hopefully, I mean, again, I think I said this a few weeks ago. If we do mention it next week, we've probably won.
If we don't
mention it, we probably didn't, so forget about it.
We're quite humble, so maybe we won't mention it.
Do they give out participation awards?
No, most enthusiastic.
Can we get a highly commended?
Yeah. My sister used to get most enthusiastic every year when she played netball because, I mean, she really was enthusiastic. Terrible at sport. Closes her eyes when a ball comes near her.
just speaking of balls and sports, I have an announcement to make.
Oh, this is so big. Do I have a sting for an announcement?
No, you don't.
Do I know it already?
No,
you don't. I'm excited.
Okay, hang on. I've got a sting for this. This is for your announcement. Go. Go.
That was a bit of a sudden sting. Okay, well, you know how Gab, up till now, has been the only person playing sport on this crew until the cricket season starts?
Yes.
I'm going to start playing at the NCIE Social Soccer when I get back from holiday.
What night?
Wednesday night.
Oh.
I'm playing in a men's team with a mate called Digger.
Are you sure it's not Thursday nights?
It's Wednesday night. I've got games every night, but it's men's comp on Monday nights that I'm joining.
Was it Monday or Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
You just said Monday.
Did I?
No, you said Wednesday.
Yeah, but he said Monday. Anyway, cool. Yay! Have you seen the stats?
Yeah, because Digger, Digger from CUNY Cup, he showed me the phone and like you get a little graph and he says how many attempts you have and he says like you're some real
shots on goal,
like
saves.
Strict nerd who keeps track of all the scores every game. It's like amazing.
Yeah, so we can compare each other's stats.
Yes. But apparently the fields are closed for like 4 weeks. So
yeah,
I'm
three.
Actually not going to miss another game until I come back.
Yeah, they're out for maintenance. It costs a lot to maintain a sports field.
So yeah, I'm excited. You've inspired me, Gab, and I'm really
keen. And I hope that I inspire you all listening as well. Playing a social sport is really quite a special thing to do. It gets you motivated, excited, and engaged with your community. Think about joining social sport now. Call 1-800-SOCIAL-SPORT.
Thank you. Great. Congratulations.
Well done.
I really should have done this earlier. I'll do it now.
Con.
Is that you? Is that Mick in the background?
It's Mick. It's just me.
Tent.
Oh, that was good.
We've played that before. Yeah. I should have played that a bit earlier, actually.
I'm impressed every time, Joel.
Because you're doing sport.
Yep.
You're doing sport, as you've just said.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my cricket season started. So that's exciting.
We're a legitimate sports show now.
We are. Everyone's playing a sport.
That's cool.
We've done it.
But
we've
as I said,
guys.
Cricket's not a sport.
It's a sport, mate.
Do you even...
The quote of the year.
Do you even get a sweat?
It's hot.
You're sitting out in the sun all day. It's pretty hot.
I don't think I sweat. I don't sweat ever anyway.
What? Can't you?
Go for it. Please don't.
No pause.
What?
Just that
big one. Oh my God, you're right. He's got
I'm still sweating from walking here quickly from the train.
I don't want to. Okay, so yes, I'm back playing cricket. I played my first game last weekend because I'd been away for the first game. Ooh, and I was in agony on... So we played Saturday.
Sunday and Monday.
Just bashing running, each other with the bat.
Running and stuff and like just sore from running. It's really from running. You know, you
running's
run,
like,
your legs hurt, your back starts
to
hurt.
Twitch muscles, you know, because you, when you react, when the balls get hit, you got to run suddenly. It's those twitch muscles. You're like,
that's exactly right.
Muscles are like freaking out.
Thank you very much.
No, I get it.
Our soccer team, we played our second game. It's like, you know, we're a bunch of definite misfits. A few girls that have not played soccer ever. Yeah. We're like so excited. We're having so much fun. We're about to like get on the field to start playing. Two girls are like, my leg.
What?
Like, what?
Two girls?
We haven't even... It's like a weird, like, magic thing. The team had cursed us, and two girls went fully down. That was like they were walking onto the pitch. Both of their hammies went.
Oh, my
Sniper.
God.
Sniper.
Exactly. Yeah. It was so bizarre.
In the stands.
But we still won.
Well done.
Yeah.
Down to
but
players.
One girl completely, like, screwed. She had to go to physio 2 weeks out.
That's actually, I've got to stretch. I've got to start stretching now.
Warming up. Warming up and stretching is key.
Massive.
At our age.
And warm down as well.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. So, with cricket, when you don't really run or do much, surely you just have to be doing the warm up and warm down even when you're playing.
Yeah, you can start about half time.
Half time.
There's no half time, is there? I don't know why I said that.
I said it like, oh yeah, cool. I have no idea.
We do have drinks. We had to have a couple of drinks breaks. It was warm on Saturday.
Were you batting?
No, we were fielding.
Okay.
Mate, I don't run. When we're batting, I don't run because I don't get a chance.
You just hit all the
I'm out.
Right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
when you're batting, do you just sit on the bench and just chill out?
Yeah. And just banter to your own team.
So you never... Oh, that just sounds so annoying.
No, it's nice. It's really nice. It's really a bonding experience for people who want to play cricket and enjoy time with their fellow man out in the
hang out with
sunshine.
A few of the meat boys. It's great.
Yeah.
Have a great day. All right. Also, I've been away. Thanks. I had a great time.
I asked you last week how your holiday was.
Yeah, but doesn't count. We did supporter drive for 2 weeks.
I saw your bloody selfie stick photos.
Yeah. I got a bone to pick with you, Gav.
You cannot, I know that you have a selfie stick, and that's fine. You need to just own it and be comfortable with it. As a solo traveller, these things happen.
No selfie stick. I met people who were happy to take photos for me.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse.
I felt sorry for you, Joel.
Why?
Because you're by yourself now.
I like being by myself.
This guy needs a photo taken. He's trying to reach
his selfie
To be fair, that one that Gabby's talking about.
It does look, you have to agree.
Not really. I think if you look at the rest of the... I cropped it, right? So
yeah, you cropped it.
Because the rest of the photo I'm holding a scarf because it was so bloody cold.
But it's just down kind of low and it kind of looks like you're kind of...
Yes,
like, you know,
the
exact
photos.
Yeah.
But no, a guy did come up to me, an older gentleman, and said, do you mind taking a photo of me? I was like, yeah, man, can you do the same for me? He's like, okay. And that's how you like make
cute.
Friends.
Did he go for a beer or...?
No, he didn't. I never saw him again.
Didn't exchange details?
No.
He's can like, I have your deets?
Your deets? You got a card, sir?
A card? I don't know. Gabby has a card.
I do.
Yeah.
What?
Do you have a card?
No.
I'm so professional.
You are.
You are. Most professional person on this panel.
Panel?
Oh, God.
So you had a good time on your holiday?
I had a wonderful time. Thank you very much.
You went to which countries quickly?
A million.
Okay, Germany, Austria, Slovakia, Ireland, Scotland, Switzerland, Spain, England.
In 12 days.
In about 12 days, yeah.
It's absurd.
It is.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like you
I
would,
spent
if you had a girlfriend, they would not do that with you.
No, they wouldn't. Which is why I could do it.
Yeah, true.
See?
Yeah. Did you meet any nice ladies? Or?
Hey. Anyway, are we a sports show? Are we going to talk sport, I think? No. What was I going to say?
I don't know. All the countries 12 days didn't have a girlfriend.
Met a lovely gentleman who didn't get details.
Yeah.
What about in Munich at Oktoberfest? You must have met some great German ladies.
Sport! Okay, so I've been away for a few weeks. Sports happened. Did you guys talk about sport while I was gone?
No.
Well,
what, did we? Yeah, we talked a little bit about the grand final.
Yes.
No, Gab, you weren't there for the first week that I was away, right? And Mick had a whole heap of people in the studio with him doing.
No, I had talking tea, about the grand final. Tea, and then we had the lovely ladies from the Double Movement.
Yes.
We did the preview of the grand final.
Oh, that's right.
And, geez, that was so long ago. But yeah. That was a few weeks ago. Yes. That was probably our last legitimate podcast.
That was. And then you guys did a supporter drive together.
Yeah, which was a hit.
To SER.com if we can still donate right now.
I still can't remember the number.
No, 9514-9500.
That's true.
But, you know, no one's going to pick it up.
We did talk about the grand final in that moment, in that time.
The controversy, the six
I loved
more.
It. Guys, I think I'm hooked.
Gab enjoyed it. She's pumped for the next season.
Supporter drive. No. NRL.
Okay.
I forgot
great
the
time to get hooked in the grand final.
Yeah.
Last game of the year.
Far out. Yeah, you I'm going to have a massive.
We did have the International Nines on last weekend as well.
What's that?
We did. We can actually, we'll get straight into it.
Yeah, go on.
World Cup Nines.
Well, what about the
Sevens? Sevens, they did years ago and didn't then stopped, I think. What which is more like a warm-up to the season than anything.
What sport are we talking about?
NRL.
Oh.
Okay, so the World Cup Nines was over 2 days, I want to say Saturday and Sunday. Would that be right?
I think Friday as well, but it was...
3 days?
Yeah, I think so.
It was 2 days.
Maybe not. I could be wrong.
No, I think it was Friday and Saturday. No, I think you're right.
Guys, it doesn't really matter. It's already happened.
Doesn't matter. It's over. Happened last weekend. The Australian men's side... they won in against New Zealand 24-10. And in the women's, New Zealand had the last laugh, beating the Aussie girls 17-15.
As you can see, it just came down to New Zealand, Australia, which is always going to happen.
Yeah.
In NRL. It's...
But Mitch Moses, of course, good Parramatta halfback, smashed it. One player of the tournament for the men.
Wait, sorry, can I just clarify? Nines.
Yes.
Nine people on the...
Yes.
Nine people on a team. Side. It's 9 minutes every half, each half, sorry.
Drop kicks.
Yeah. So it's not like a proper game.
How many people are normally on the field for?
13.
Oh, okay. And what's the point of this?
Just a bit of fun, I think.
Faster?
It's much faster. It's a faster game.
What's a running?
Same pitch size?
Yeah, 100 meters.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So really, you make a break, I think, even like in the girls' game, one of the Aussie girls got the ball in her try line and ran the length of the field and didn't score, but was like tackled a meter out.
Oh.
So that's like 110 meters. It's a big run.
It's sort of a bit weird because it's after the season. Everyone's sort of a bit over the league for now. And then they sort of pop up this tournament and everyone's like, oh, footy's back.
Again. Yeah.
Should we go?
It was weird. Yeah, not a lot of people went.
No, the crowd
where was it?
Bank West.
Oh.
The new one.
Interesting.
So, yeah, they don't do that again until 2023.
But they are doing a NRL Nines again pre-season next year, but with the teams. Instead of the countries, the teams are doing a Nines tournament.
Oh.
Sort of like a warm-up.
Which they used to do in Sevens as well.
That's right.
And Parramatta won the last one, I think. And then they got it stripped.
Nothing really come... do you get paid?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a proper tournament, like a sanctioned tournament.
Oh, okay.
It's just like
it's a pre-season. It's not just a run around.
No. Yeah, it's actually real. They're not just... I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just trying to understand it.
Yeah.
The tests are also on tonight. Gillaroos versus the Kiwi Ferns right now, actually. And tonight at 8:10, the Kangaroos will play the Kiwis. So that's like NRL still. Well, they don't call it NRL because it's
IRL. Oh, I think it's cricket.
IRL.
You said test. Is that not cricket?
Test. Yeah, rugby league test. Oh, test can be anything.
Hmm.
Like, you can have rugby tests, rugby league tests, cricket,
should have studied.
Cricket tests, maths tests.
Oh, God, don't. I get so anxious about the thought of a maths test.
Gross.
Ooh.
In rugby, not underwater, the Wallabies were knocked out of the Rugby World Cup after dishing up a pretty woeful performance against England in Japan.
Mm.
They were so bad.
It was terrible. What was the score? 40-16.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hammered.
Wallabies, I mean, I think people got their hopes up a little bit. When the Wallabies sort of played well before the tournament.
I thought they were quite good.
Well, they used to be. But now we are ranked lower than Japan.
Really?
Yes. Japan have overtaken us on the world rankings.
Whoa. They looked like they were a pretty good team. I was watching.
Japan played really well.
Yeah.
So going for them.
Yeah. So that ends coach Michael Checker's 5-year career as
Checker
well.
There's
been a lot. Checker mate.
Oh, God.
Where did you read that? Which paper had that?
Yeah. Tell us. You didn't come
up
with that.
I made it up right now.
No, you didn't.
I haven't even seen that as a headline. I just made
really?
It up. Yeah, totally.
Bet you.
There was a pun about checking his baggage or something, checking his luggage.
Okay.
But it didn't say checker mate.
No checker mate.
No checker mate. Oh, well, like a giggity.
But I guess if you say checkmate, that means you won, and he's the loser here.
No, but maybe he's getting checkmated by the organisation.
Exactly.
By what's by her name? Who's
the whole
been
public?
Also,
Raylene Castle.
Yes.
Yes. They,
and there you go. Castle Knight.
Oh my God!
It's all coming together.
This is getting interesting.
We are across the chest. Is chess a sport?
We are across the chest or chest?
Chest.
Get more listeners, I reckon.
Yeah. Okay.
I think chess is a sport. Yeah.
Chess is a sport. I think it is. Yeah.
Really. Mm. I remember.
I used to be part of the chess club. Sorry, I just need to get that off my chest.
No, no, it's great. Because
did you really?
In high school, I did the same thing because they had free Lamingtons.
No,
wait.
Sorry.
I went for the free Lamingtons. Never. I think I played one game and didn't win, obviously, because I don't know what I'm doing. And yeah, so there you go.
Well, I continued. I was very good at chess. Still am.
Let's play some chess.
Love it.
All right.
At the pub.
I like chess.
Can
that
you
would
play?
Be a great radio show, I think.
Yeah.
We should, we you should guys play chess and I'll just like
we
commentate.
Live stream it.
Yes.
All right, that's for the future. We'll put that down maybe for season 3.
Mm.
It's a budget thing.
Okay, so anyway, Michael Checker is gone. We'll see what happens.
Who's left? Who's left? In the
okay, England play New Zealand tomorrow night, yes. And on Sunday, Wales take on South Africa. The winning sides, yeah. Yeah, okay. The winning sides play off next Saturday in the grand final, while the two losing sides will play for third next Friday.
Wait, sorry. Is South Africa out?
No, so South Africa will play Wales.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And even these last four teams, even if you do lose, you still get to play again because you get to play off the third.
Right.
No one cares about that.
Not really, but...
It's pretty dumb.
You know.
It's all about rankings.
Is it?
Yep.
New Zealand are going to win. It doesn't matter. New Zealand are going to beat England and they're going to win.
I want to see Wales beat New Zealand in the final.
That would never happen. I'm sorry.
Why not?
It's New Zealand.
Okay.
Place your bets. $5 on New Zealand.
In the WBBL, that's kicked off. That kicked off while I was away. Our Year 10 student from Orange helped lead the Thunder to a win over last year's champs, the Renegades. Her unbeaten 52 helped chase down Melbourne's 9 for 150 with 7 balls to spare. 16-year-old Phoebe Litchfield has become the youngest player, male or female, to score a big bash 50 in only her second game.
Whoa.
Pretty cool. 16-year-old.
You go, Phoebe.
Yeah, and other things have started too. Basketball, NBL.
Yeah, can we get to that in a minute, mate? It's not on my list until a bit later.
Oh, it is on your list. I was just checking.
I actually have... I've got Sheffield Shield and then nothing underneath it.
Just making an announcement. Sheffield Shield!
Sheffield Shield's also happening. Next. You know Sheffield Shield? It's like...
let me guess. Golf.
No, it's cricket.
Tennis.
Oh. We're still on cricket. Did you know WBBL was cricket?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Initially, I thought it was women's basketball, and then I was like, no,
it's very
that's
close. Actually,
cricket.
That's why I got confused and started thinking basketball, because it was...
Oh, I see what's happening. Yeah, do you want me to go back and we'll do it again?
No.
No,
we'll start the show again. Oh, God. Why am I holding a drink? In netball, the Constellation Cup is currently on. That's so it's Australia versus New Zealand, Gab?
Oh, yeah.
You cool?
Cool. Checking my nails.
Sorry. We're in the upstairs studio, so we call it upstairs studio, the podcasting studio. Yes. We're not used to it up here. We always get a bit different.
I'm fine.
Really?
I'm having a good
funny.
Time.
Like I spent half the show sitting down. Now I'm standing. I don't know.
Mick and I are just like, hey, we're fine.
Yo,
you guys have been doing this for a few weeks. I've been away.
You're right.
Had a great time. Thanks. New Zealand has snatched a dramatic 1-goal victory over Australia in the third test of the Consolation Cup. In Sydney to take a 2-1 series lead over the Diamonds. So, so they play 4 games.
Mm.
They play 2 in New Zealand, 2 in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to the 4th game this weekend, this Sunday. if the Diamonds win, I think they hold the cup already, so they take it.
But I never understand tournaments that have like equal number of games.
It's silly.
Play an odd number of games, then you're going to get
a different winner. Yeah, makes no sense. Anyway, that's how it goes.
What is the reasoning behind that?
I think it's because they want to have 2 games in each country.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. Because if you have 3, then someone gets the advantage. But then you just rotate it each year.
Yeah, each year. Like, or just play the 5th game in Tasmania.
Guys, why are we so smart and they're not?
I know. We should be running everything.
We should be. I think the 3 of the last 4 games between these two teams, New Zealand have won by a point. That's how close they are.
Netball is always stupidly close. It's such an exciting
sport. Those
2
teams, Australia and New Zealand, are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's also the 16th match against New Zealand have played against Australia that's come down to 1-goal margin. That's pretty cool. I don't want that page. So game 1 in Christchurch, New Zealand won 53-52. Game 2 in Auckland, Australia won 48-42. Game three was the other day. Sydney.
I'm so sorry. I was yawning.
Love a yawn. Okay, I can stop.
It's not you. I literally just was looking at Mick's face and I started yawning.
I do have a tiresome face.
You do. You got a lovely face, Mick.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, God.
Gabby, you got a lovely face too.
Oh, God.
My turn.
Oh. Jeez. I'm just not going to say it, man.
I can't. You're a fisher. You're fishing
I'm
around.
Fishing so hard. I'm depressed. I've come back from a holiday. I'm sad.
I'm going on holidays tomorrow.
You are. No, where are you going, today. Mate? Where are you going? You're going, yeah, today. You leave today.
I'm actually in midair right now.
Are you actually leaving? Are you living today?
Yes, I've gone. I went at midday today.
Mick, stop freaking me out.
I'm the ghost of Mick. I'm a robot.
I prefer you more.
Before I Is that why you said my face was.
Nice? Yeah, yeah, because I've never said that before. What? So you're gone. Where are you going?
Singapore and Vietnam.
Excellent. Hmm. Just on a completely unrelated topic, where do you live? Why? What's your address?
Why? You want to stay there? You want to look after my cat?
Not particularly. Where are we up to? A-League? Something else that's really started in my absence? Have you guys talked about A-League yet?
So many things have started. Yeah, A-League, BBL.
BBL hasn't started.
The BBBBL?
WBBL started. Sydney Derby this weekend.
Mm. What's that?
First versus second. So in the A-League, there's two Sydney teams, Sydney FC, and here she goes again. On the mic, it's fine.
Oh my God, it's so sorry. It's like she literally asked a question and then just started yawning. Yeah.
I'm bored of my own question. Sydney FC take on the Western Sydney Wanderers.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah, I like that. I can get around that.
And that's first versus second. Both teams. So there's been two rounds so far. Both teams have won both their games, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sydney teams are going well.
And speaking of Sydney teams, I wanted to say how amazing the Sydney Kings are going. I used to love NBL, Cannons, obviously. But yeah, Sydney Kings, 4-0. Won their first four games of the year.
Awesome.
Looking cool. Great. Nice.
Go Kings.
So we are all over
how
the
do
Kings.
You, where do they broadcast that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. SBS will be broadcasting all of the basketball for this season on Viceland.
All right.
Oh, cool.
SBS. I've got the
but is it a
rights.
Weird time?
No.
It's here in Australia. So
you know how sometimes you just think that all sports just like is played at a weird time because it's generally international? So then you're just like...
Yeah. All the big tournaments, yeah.
Okay. NBA also started this week. There you go. That's it. That's all I had on that.
Thanks.
And let's play...
A
game.
Go, game.
I'll play a game. This could be the best one I've ever come up with.
Oh, he's come back from a holiday and he's just buzzing. Is that how they all sounded in London?
He's coming off a little. Pretty low base, though. Best ever, you're saying?
Nah,
out of 52 games.
Best this season. Best this year.
I'm standing up. I'm ready.
Okay, excellent.
I'm not.
You're very tight. You should probably have a lay down.
Yeah, far out.
Hmm. Okay. So this one is, I'm going to give you the name of a trophy and you tell me what sport it's from.
Okay.
All
Mick,
right.
Put your phone down.
Putting it on cheating. Vibrate. Okay.
America's Cup.
Sailing. Yachting. Thing. Yes.
I knew that because it was in the quiz paper the other day in the Sunday paper, Saturday paper.
You panicked, Gab.
I was alive.
Did you know, though, that the America's Cup is not currently going to be in America?
Oh, they're actually moving the cup to whoever.
They move it to whoever wins.
They didn't used to do that, did they? Did they? When Australia won, who were the first country to win it that wasn't America, did they bring the cup here? I'm sure they did.
We're going to have to fact check that.
Well, yes,
I'm pretty sure because it was also in the quiz. Anyway.
Okay. The claret jug.
Whoa. Claret jug. No.
Fencing.
Sorry.
Darts.
Which one?
Darts.
No. Also wrong. Don't know why I don't use that. It's a really good one.
Yeah, that's a Mick one.
Okay. I think that's what it says. Mick. All right. The Vince Lombardi Trophy. Oh, it was golf, sorry.
Golf, thank you.
The Vince Lombardi
NFL.
Trophy.
NFL.
Yes.
Yes, I knew that.
Really?
This is not the best quiz you've ever done.
No? I thought it was cool. It's different.
You really talked it up, didn't you?
It's different.
Is it going to be all trophies the whole time?
Well, that's the game, yes.
That's effed up. Nobody cares about trophy names.
Doing something different, Gab.
Oh, he's getting all French fired up. He just moved his hand around. Come on, then.
Goddamn
next question.
Meat boys. Webb Ellis Cup.
Racing. Car racing.
Rugby union.
Fuck.
the World Cup. That's the one they're playing for right now.
Nobody cares. We just want to know if they come first or second or last. Nobody cares about what the name of the trophy is.
I think it's a cool category. Like, there's all these weird names for trophies, and you know, trying to associate with the right sport is
The best thing about the show is that you have your opinion and I have mine.
And I don't get an opinion, clearly.
It's a panel show, Joel.
We are your guests. We're
your panel. You're the host.
Bullshit.
Are we any more?
Nah, look at the time. We're running out of time.
One more.
Really okay, quickly. Stanley Cup.
Golf.
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey. Correct, yeah. But the Stanley Cup is also another, it's a horse racing thing.
We'll look into it.
Okay.
That's the end of the show. Gabby and I will be back next week. Hopefully we'll have a guest.
Yeah. See you in a few weeks.
Mick, have a good time.
Away from Vietnam.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.